Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at neck pain and tactile deficits, and finally a story about MRI findings and low back pain. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 613, recorded November 24th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Tactile acuity deficits have been demonstrated in a range of persistent pain conditions and may reflect underlying cortical reorganization. A recent Musculoskeletal Science and Practice journal study aimed to determine whether tactile acuity is impaired in people with chronic neck pain relative to controls, and whether deficits relate to pain location, duration, and intensity. The study concluded that people with chronic neck pain demonstrated tactile acuity deficits in painful and non-painful regions when measured using the two-point discrimination test, with the magnitude of deficits appearing greatest at the neck. The study also revealed a positive relationship between two-point discrimination and pain intensity and duration, further supporting the main study's finding. Surf to our show notes for links. The purpose of a recent study published in the journal PLOS, PLOS-1, was to conduct a 10-year longitudinal analysis of the relationship between magnetic resonance imaging, MRI findings, and low back pain. 91 volunteers with a history of low back pain, but without current low back pain, were recruited between the years 2005 and 2006. Participants' baseline demographics and MRI findings were recorded. Compared with the group without low back pain history, the group that had low back pain history during the 10 years did not have a significantly increased prevalence of disc degeneration, disc bulging, and high-intensity zone in the follow-up and baseline MRIs. Spondylolisthesis and any type of modic changes were also not associated with low back pain history during the 10 years. The study concluded that follow-up MRI findings consistent with Firmann, that's P-F-I-R-R-M-A-N-N grading, greater or equal to 4, disc bulging, high-intensity zone, spondylolisthesis, and any type of modic changes were not associated with low back pain history during the 10 years between the baseline and follow-up study. The progress of these findings were also not associated with the low back pain history. In addition, baseline MRI findings were not associated with low back pain history during the 10 years. Therefore, the author's study's data suggests that baseline MRI findings cannot predict future low back pain. As always, discuss all spinal-related issues with your qualified healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Reading is to the mind as exercise is to the body. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.